and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Yes, this really will be only 5 minutes. I've given some ideas before on how to get into business ownership. I wanted to briefly touch on what kind of a business you should own. What sort of business should you start, buy, or be involved in? Many aspiring business owners are stumped at this question. It makes sense that they are. The market is cluttered with all sorts of businesses. You want to be profitable. You want to attract the right level of attention. You want to stand apart in some way. How should you order your thoughts to generate good business ideas? Here are a few criteria for you to think through in your journey towards business ownership. I have 4 total. 2 now, 2 next time. The first thing to ask is, what are you able to do? What skills and knowledge do you have that you can capitalize on in the form of sweat equity in business ownership? Being an entrepreneur sounds sexy, hip, and cool. Social media entrepreneur brands in one way present business ownership as attractive, and that's good. But another way, their hip approach makes business ownership look daunting. And that's on purpose. Experts need to show that they're experts. They need to remain relevant in their audience's perception. But you mustn't be deceived. Business ownership does not need to go beyond your level of understanding. Actually, it must not. Trying to grab something too far beyond your reach can be perilous, and it's unnecessary. You don't need a unique business idea in order for it to be a successful one. You are much better off owning a business you can understand than being eaten up by one that is beyond you. What is your level of ability in both skill and knowledge? A business you're able to own and operate is the first criteria in determining businesses to own. Do you understand it? If you'd like to understand the cool-looking business but currently don't, then your next step is to take some time to learn. Maybe you don't get to start the business today due to your lack of knowledge and ability. So spend the time you would be growing it learning about it. Meet with experienced people in that industry, ask questions, practice and learn, and when you're ready, launch the business. The next criteria to look at when trying to determine which area of the market you should land in is your current resources. What do you have that you can make productive? How much time do you have? How much money do you have? Identifying these things will help you determine if you should start or buy a business, as I discussed in episode 56, but it will also help you determine what kind of a business you should be involved with. Is it going to need a lot of startup cash? Is it going to require all of your waking attention? Do you have the cash and the time resources to put into it right now? Or does it make more sense in your current station to start and grow a side hustle while you leverage a stable wage income from a different employer? If that's the case, what kind of side hustle would give you the most return for your part-time work? Maybe you are able to start, own, and grow a bigger business, but you don't have enough resources right now. Maybe you need bigger cash reserves in order to devote more time to it. In that case, does it make sense in your current 3-year strategy to double down in your wage income job in order to grow your savings? If your current job caps your ceiling in some way, can you find a different job opportunity where you can get paid more in your results? The point is that if you have the ability but are lacking in the resources, determine what you can do about it. Growing your resources for a few years and getting into business ownership a little bit later is better than complaining that you lack the resources and never getting into it at all. Whatever your station in life, young, single, and poor, or experienced, committed, and employed, the path to business ownership will require creative solutions. Feeling like you're stuck in a corner because you lack the ability or the resources might feel like a good excuse. Taking a 3 to 5 year detour seems like a long time, but 5 years in the past isn't actually that long away. Best time to start was 5 years ago. Second best time is now. Your ability and your resources are 2 of the 4 criteria you should think through when determining what sort of business ownership to pursue. Next episode will cover the next 2. For now, look at your abilities and your resources. What can you do with what you have? And if you don't have it, what can you do to get it? Thinking through these criteria will help you figure out what kind of a business you should own.